Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. He's there in Nashville. TheAthletic.com is where you can read his work. Joe, good afternoon. We appreciate the time as always. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I think we're in the same position as you and everybody else as we're marching along. Now, our position's not quite the same as Derrick Henry, but the word position is kind of interesting. You wrote about him for The Athletic here in the last couple of days. What do you think about just the current situation with Derrick and the Titans? Should they go ahead and commit to a long-term contract? What do you think on the Derrick Henry side as well?
Yeah, I sort of, I don't know if it's like pent-up frustration. I finally wrote this column. I finally had time to kind of get into it. But I do think the Titans should give him a deal. And I think the thing that's frustrating with Derrick Henry is, now, I understand what has happened to the running back position. It has been devalued. It's actually amazing as I was going through things to write this, to look back on that Chris Johnson deal. You know, you're talking almost a decade ago, 2011, you know, and he gets a deal paying him more than $13 million a year, which is $3 million more than Derrick Henry is getting this year right now on the tag, on the franchise tag, which is, you know, an average of the top five at the position. I mean, if you know, talk about, I mean, every other position in the NFL over a decade has seen massive inflation, and the running back position is going the other way. And of course, there's been some recent big deals that have just flopped. And so it's, well, you don't pay a running back. Yeah, I'm sorry, Derek. And to me, you still need to judge individuals on what they are and on what they are to a particular team. And because some of these other guys like Gurley and Devontae Freeman and David Johnson have had a bunch of injuries and have not panned out, should not mean that Derrick Henry gets penalized. So, I mean, he gets penalized automatically by being a running back, but to me, the Titans should make good on what he means to them and give him more security than play 1 year for $10 million and sure hope you don't get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. And it is such a fine line that these GMs and team owners have to walk because, I mean, look, Bill Belichick, he's been the king of I'm not going to pay on past performance, and it's worked out. I mean, the model is out there. But when you have an asset that's as good as a Derrick Henry, it's hard to walk that line and find that balance. And is that what John Robinson's trying to do, is just come up with a way that they can agree upon a number on a long-term deal?
Yeah, and you're right, Heather, and that's the thing. And I'm not suggesting, you know, hey, he's earned it. Pay him, you know, because of what he's done. I mean, and you're right. Belichick, I think the Patriots are a great example of not paying a running back and working out for you. I mean, they're a great example of not paying anyone who gets to a certain, you know, level of marketability. They let most of their players walk, and they just keep drafting or getting plan B guys, and they make it work. It has helped a lot to have Tom Brady quarterbacking that team for two decades too. So you can do things like that, but they've been certainly the team that just, you know, you plug in a different running back and you're fine. And less and less do we see teams that are heavily reliant on that running back. And yes, Heather, I think it really is just going to be the number. I think the Titans are serious about trying to make something work. And it really will come down to the number, you know, how much guaranteed money, how much of a cap hit. And, of course, they have to keep everything in mind about other things they want to do with the roster. They've got some work to do elsewhere. But, you know, I think, you know, Todd Gurley is something being used against Derrick Henry. And I would contend that Todd Gurley was the reason the Rams were a Super Bowl team a couple of years ago. And I would also contend that a healthy Todd Gurley might be the difference in a win over the Patriots. And maybe if that happened, maybe there'd be a little bit less of a sentiment of forget running backs, they mean nothing. You know, I mean, there aren't a lot of them out there that you're going to build a team around and that have so much more value than others. But I do believe Derrick Henry is one of those guys.
We're talking to Joe Rexroad from TheAthletic.com. Joe, a big NCAA story over the last, well, a couple of weeks, but certainly the last couple of days, has been the NCAA's decision offering extra eligibility for spring sport athletes, not for the winter athletes. Thoughts on the decision, how the vote went, the flexibility that is there financially as well, just everything that came out of the decision on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too surprised. You know, I think it was the right thing to do, and I'm also not surprised that it's basically been thrown back to the schools. You can't rule unilaterally, like, you know, they're back and they're going to get the same scholarship. I mean, it's going to be really complicated for schools to navigate this. And I do wonder, you know, how many seniors are really going to want to come back if they're about to graduate. And most spring sports athletes are not going to be professional athletes, you know, other than, you know, baseball players, you know, at Power Five schools.
Some,
you know,
track.
I think obviously. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you're right. And you got Olympic athletes, too, and that's true. But, you know, I think a large percentage, probably larger than fall or winter sports, are, you know, I mean, they're going to get a degree and they're going to go in the job market. Of course, now people can't interview for jobs, and, you know, the job market's bad. You know, so, like, what's better for you, to try to, you know, go into the job market right now when you have to sit at home and have to do a Zoom interview and there's way fewer jobs, or you're going to come back to school and not be sure you're going to have even the same scholarship? Also, you know, with spring sports, very few spring sports athletes are on full scholarship. They're on partial. And so this ruling says they can be paid the same or less. It's really interesting. We here in Nashville on 102.5 today, we had Scott Corley, the Belmont AD, to talk about this. And he pointed out, you know, you mentioned track athlete Taylor. He pointed out, you know, that's, you know, those athletes didn't get to do anything, you know, this spring. At least, like, the baseball and softball players got to play a few weeks, got to experience some time with their teams. I mean, the track athletes, you know, if you've been building up and working your whole life to, like, try to do something special as a senior, whatever it may be, maybe that is incentive enough to try to come back. But then you're bringing in freshmen, too. And you can't change, and that's something that Scott Corley said I didn't realize, but you cannot change what the financial commitment you made to freshmen coming in, you know, so you can't, like, say, hey, you take a little bit less because we got this senior coming back. And no, you can't do that. So that also complicates it. But the, I mean, all of it, guys, to me is, you know, so much of it is going to hinge on whether football can happen or not. We've already seen a huge chunk of revenue taken away with the NCAA tournament being canceled. And I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to, you know, disastrous is a big word, but if football season is you know, either canceled or even shortened in any way, man, that is a big financial hit to these athletic departments.
Yeah, it could sort of be like the subprime mortgage market, where it's a big reset button that's held down, and maybe you see some things come back to reality. Because, I mean, one thing that's been crazy has just been coaches' salaries. And I know we could probably go off in that tangent, but I wanted to ask you something. This is kind of off the wall, Joe, so I apologize if it catches you off guard. I was watching the news this morning, and I saw former Titan safety Myron Roll. He was doing a live hit with, I think maybe it was Fox or something, but is now a doctor after being a Rhodes Scholar in college, playing safety in the NFL. Did you cover Myron at all when he was with the Titans? And can you give us any sort of sense of just what a person he is, as he was a former NFL professional football player in his previous life, and now is working as a doctor and on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, no, I did not cover him, but I did see, I think he tweeted out too, he took a video of, or someone was shooting a video of him, you know, basically like going into the hospital a couple of days ago. So I saw that. I didn't see the interview today, but so no, I've never interacted with him, but I'm familiar with the story, and yeah, it's amazing. You know, like you said, Rhodes Scholar and all that, and good enough to be a pro football player, and now, you know, on the front line. So no, that is an amazing story. And man, you can't say it enough. Talk about, like, we you know, we're in sports, so we use words sometimes that maybe are a little too weighty, like hero. But man, it applies to people like him.
Yeah, you're right. Joe Rexrow, theathletic.com. Joe, before you go, do you have any tips that you have picked up, either parenting-wise, entertainment-wise, in the life of isolation?
I love it.
Well, actually, you know, I've got a ride, and we're doing like a survival guide with, like, takeout, movies, books, but also activities. You know, certainly we're going through the Marvel Universe. I mean, we're doing probably things that a lot of people are. Like, I'm into Ozark now, which is helping me survive. But we were teaching my daughter. There's a game, card game called Euchre. It's a Midwestern game, and she got really into it. And it's a four-person game. It's kind of like Spades. So if people who know Spades, that's basically kind of like Euchre. But then I sort of reverted to college days, and I stole the deal from her and dealt myself like a hand that won the game, and she stormed upstairs and hasn't played with us since. So my advice would be, teach your kids games and do things, but, like, don't be like, act like you're in college. Like, still remember they're your children.
Man, that reminds me of myself, and I can tell you that competitive nature never dies, Joe.
That's right. You got to keep it in check sometimes.
Families have never been closer and still never have been at greater odds in many cases as well.
That's right, exactly.
The beauty of the isolation. Follow him on Twitter, at Joe Rexroad. Read his work, theathletic.com. A lot of good stuff going on there at the site right now. Around college football, the NFL, best football player, college and the NFL, to wear every single jersey number, which I'm sure everybody agrees on if you check out those comment section as well. The Athletic is where you can read that. Hey, Joe, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.